Is she giving you dirty looks?
What's that?
Is she giving you dirty looks?
No, she doesn't even hear me. She's having a talk with Terry from Chicago.
Oh, good, good.
What's that?
Well, can you tell us any interesting events that have happened?
I stepped away from the table so I could hear you.
Can you tell us any interesting events that have happened at the dinner so far?
What's that? Nothing other than Big Fatty's greeting was lovely.
We haven't really gotten a good...
very calm.
We haven't gotten a good description of what he said.
What's that? I didn't catch all of it. It was what kind of, wish I could be there with you kind of thing.
Right.
What's that?
Now, did he have his fists up anybody at the time when he recorded that?
What's that?
Did he have his fists up anyone's rectum at the time when he was recording?
It didn't appear to be, but there could have been somebody off camera.
Okay.
What's that?
Puppet shows.
Yeah. What's that? We didn't see both his hands at the same time, so I don't know.
Okay, great. Well...
What's that? So that's the only report I have.
Well, that sucks, Pat. Come on, we want some juicy details.
What's that?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Nothing other than Big Fatty's greeting was lovely.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 874 of the BFO. For two, I say Tuesday, the 7th of June, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we have got some voice letters to play. Plus, we've got a bonus. Can you hear that? Ha, ha, ha. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, as I report from time to time, y'all, the older you get, the more you become a pincushion. So y'all, today I've it's time to check and see how much gravy I've got in the bones. Ah, Big Fatty, you can't even talk. How much gravy I've got. Oh, y'all, that is some of the leftover pizza pie that had Sunday at the Smoky Oak. But y'all, I gotta tell you this, y'all, I bought some popcorn already. You can buy these bags of already popped popcorn in the stove, and you can buy the national brands. But y'all, there was a brand called the Hilton Head Popcorn Company, and y'all, they had big old bags, and it was like $2. And I mean, this was like twice the size of the national companies, and they charge over $2 for this. So I said, well, I'll get some of that and take it in, just a little snicker snack at the coal mine. Well, y'all, I started munching on that, and y'all, something went down the wrong way, and I hemmed and hawed and coughed, and y'all, I thought I was going to cough up a lung. I thought I was going to cough up a lung, but y'all, finally, it righted itself, but anyway, y'all, it was a little scary. It even caught Larry Clyde's attention. Y'all, he kind of looked in like, are you going to go ahead and die, or do I need to come in and put a pillow over your face? So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's a little show, y'all, you heard Miss Wes from the Live It Up a little show, and y'all, he was talking to that Mr. Pat Geik from the Don't Quit Your Day Job, and y'all, I got to explain, I didn't sleep worth a shit on Sunday night, and y'all, I'm going through the motions right now. I'm just going through the motions, and but he was talking to that Mr. Pat Geik from Don't Quit Your Day Job, and y'all, there were several calls. There was like a 45-minute little show from different folks down there, and y'all, one of the people I forgot to mention was that Daniel. Biba, and y'all, I believe they were talking on his cellular telephonic device. So, but anyway, y'all, I'm a couple of days behind on the bacon calendar here. Let me just go ahead and do that right now before I forget it. Y'all, the consumption of bacon has increased from 16.8 pounds per person in 1998 to 17.9 pounds per person in 2007, y'all, I can assure you that I am well above that average. and for today, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, this is from something called Seduced by Bacon by Joanna Pruess, P-R-U-E-S-S. And y'all, it says bacon is often complemented by a judicious touch of vinegar. The sour bite seems to juxtapose and balance those salty and sweet tastes. Y'all, I've never had vinegar on bacon. Have you ever had vinegar on bacon? No, Big Fatty, that just sounds juxtaposable. Big Fatty, that's a big word. So, anyway, y'all, Larry Klein, I went to the Smoky Oak, I took him back to his apartment, and y'all, I decided I needed, you know, I talked about wanting to make the tacos, and I'd gotten all the ingredients except for the ground meat, and so y'all, I said, well, Ben Friday, you got to go get you some ground meat, and y'all, I decided that I wanted the crunchy cone tacos, what do you call those? The tortillas. So, you know, and they were still on sale, buy one, get one free. So, you know, and y'all, if you only buy one, they only charge you half price. But y'all, so I went back to the Publix, and y'all, I needed to get a Father's Day card. Now, don't forget, Father's Day is coming up on the 19th of June. And y'all, that is a week from this coming Sunday. So if you haven't gotten your card yet for your best selection, get your ass to the stove. And y'all, I needed a couple of birthday cards. And while I was there, I picked up some lean ground beef. Y'all, I decided, I looked at all of them. And, you know, some of them were 80% lean and 20% fat. But the leanest of them all was like 93% lean. Y'all, that just sounded much better with a lot less fat in it. And I got that, and I got blueberries, and I got a lime and bananas. Y'all, because the fruit looked really good. And the blueberries were on sale, and the bananas weren't on sale, but the strawberries were on sale, and some pineapple. And y'all have spent $38.70, but y'all have saved $7.02. That's not bad for the second time at the stove this week. So anyway, that's good for a second visit to the Publix. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Now they make mayonnaise with olive oil. Do you think you would try it now? All right. Hey, no, just a minute. I'm making a very important phone call.
Dear Gussie, y'all. That was Miss Kathy Bacon. And Miss Kathy Bacon, thank you so much for bringing me up to date on the selection of mayonnaise. And the answer is no. I will not eat the mayonnaise with the olive oil in it. It is the mayonnaise, and I will not have the mayonnaise. And that's all there is to that. Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty! G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler, calling from the wee outback station of Java. And I'm just saying, I hope you're having a truly horrifying puppet show horror meetup. Weekend, whatever gross thing it is that you're doing. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's the little Aussie battler. That's Scotty, and y'all, he is not going to be over there in Java much longer. Y'all, speaking of Java, have you noticed that, you know, Java's another word for coffee or coffee? And y'all, have you noticed he spends all of his time over there at a little gin joint called Coffee Time? And, y'all, I don't know, do they make coffee, there in Java? I don't understand the thing. But, Scotty, I know you're behind on the shows because your internet sucks balls. But, anyway, I hope that, you've heard by now, that the meet and greets were just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, at one of those meet and greets, the one up there in the Anaheim, the Southern California, y'all, that's where I met Ian. And y'all, she has decided to call Big Freddy. Oh, lovely.
Hey, Big Freddy, this is Ian. Oh, my goodness. The bad phone is on. Let me leave a long message on that. But here's my story again about the trip to the Castro. And we walk into the store called One Out West, and my girlfriend walked in first, I walk second, and our friend, Alex, walking on third. So, after walking, the shop owner came, greeted us from the back, walking out, and he was completely naked. I mean, we got a full frontal of everything. And he just walked to his, walked to the counter and started making a phone call. And my girlfriend and I proceeded to walk around the store while my friend Alex said, oh, that's too much for me. So he waited outside. Then we walked around. I followed my girlfriend to walk around. And then we walked in front of the cashier with the glasses placed that she was looking into the display. And I was like, well, hello there. Next behind the glass display was his Mr. John, Little John. And I was like, a little raising my eyebrow. I was looking at him, and then, and he didn't say anything, and we just walked right out. Once we got out, I squealed like a little girl, like, oh my God, this is please the naked shop owner. And my girlfriend said, oh no, I didn't see nothing. I was just busy looking at the leather jacket, and I didn't see him naked. I just thought he was, very brave. On a rainy day, he was topless. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. So we walked down to the next two store, and it was the sex toy shop, and they were selling sex toy. And on the top of the, on the monitors, TV, they were showing the good gay porn. I mean, I looked up, I saw the good old money shot. I mean, I saw full penetration. I was like, I never saw gay porn, but I don't need to anymore because I saw it all. Well, anyway, that was my experience on the Castro Street, and we had a drink at Harvey's with the Harvey Milk, and then we went to Trim Peak and have another drink there. So that's my trip to the San Francisco in a nutshell. We saw cock. Well, at least I saw cock. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Ian, who went with Miss Wes and I to the Price is Right. Along with Brian from the That's What She Said. And y'all, evidently, Ian is a lady of the world because, y'all, she has seen things on Castro Street that Big Fatty's never seen. That's for sure. Y'all, I can't imagine a shop owner walking around with his Johnson out. Big Fatty, please. And then just sitting there on the phone as you stare at it and then going into the, I guess I probably have seen the money shot before, but, Ian, it sounds to me like, that was, yes, Big Freddy, just spit it out. It was nothing but a big old cock-a-doodle doozy.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Peter G, and I'm using the BFO app to call you. And I'm sorry that we missed each other when you were in Northern California. We actually were flying across the country on the same day, and I waved at you from my plane. Did you see me? Anyway, I hope you had a great time. And next time you're in Northern California, we'll definitely see each other and meet and greet. Bye, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling.
Dear Gussie, thank you for calling, Peter G. And y'all, wasn't the clarity on that call just lovely? Y'all, that's what happens when you use the BFO app. But y'all, it has come to my attention from Steve in the That y'all, there's some changes. There are some changes with the BFO app, and y'all, he's provided me with a press release to read to the listeners. And he says, "Hi, everybody. Goggle is releasing a new kind of laptop onto the market called the Chromebook. The laptop will only run the Chrome web browser and nothing else. To make sure you get your recommended daily intake of bacon fat, you can now install the Big Fatty Online web app on your Goggle Chrome browser or Goggle Chromebook laptop. Just go to the Goggle Chrome web store and search for Big Fatty. Then click on the Big Fatty Online podcast app and install it. You can now use the app to listen to the BFO and the LFC on your Chrome browser or when using your Chromebook while connected to the intertubes. Thanks, Steve, in the UK, or the UK. And it says, P.S., the Goggle web store can be found at https://chrome.goggle.com/webstore. And y'all, it says that you must be using the Goggle Chrome browser or Goggle Chromebook laptop, that it doesn't work anywhere else. So y'all, if you've got that Goggle Chrome, I don't know, you know, if you got something that's shiny like Chrome, you might want to use the yes, Big Fatty, please, we got it, move forward.
Not a winner.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Honko J calling from the good days at the Hollywood Studios. We really miss you this year. Hopefully you'll make it next time, but we really appreciated your virtual presence at our dinner table. You missed a good time. Anyway, I am here with Ron and Connor and Julian, and we just wanted to say hello.
Say hello, boys.
Hi, Daddy.
So hope you have a great weekend, and we will talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the Haunt Cub Jay. And y'all, he was down there at the good days. And y'all, it reminds me. And Jay and Ron are just lovely. Just lovely. And I miss you, too. But y'all, the albino put a twitty out, and I don't have this exactly right, but y'all, he says, Big Fatty, you are unbelievable. No, he didn't say that. He said, Big Fatty, you're the only person I know that can have such a presence at an event that you're not even at, and y'all, or something along those lines. But anyway, so yes, so there you have it. There you have it, and you know, maybe next year Big Fatty will be there. Oh, Big Fatty, that was just lovely. Will you be taking Poodle McNoodle? I don't know. I just don't know. y'all, I listened today to the old gals of celebrating the end of her fourth year of doing her little show. And y'all, she named it Inside the Podcaster's Studio. And y'all, I'm wondering if she realizes there is a podcast. Oh dear, I see. If that she realizes that there is a podcast by that name, but probably not, because you know. That's just it. But y'all, she started year number 5 off on the little show out there in Woodland Hill. Woodland Hills, and y'all, it was just lovely. Evidently, she had prepared questions for Gooch to ask her, and you know, then she pretended like she didn't know what the questions were, and y'all, it was bordering on sad, but you know, yes, Big Freddy, we got it, please just let Mr. Pat Geick end this show.
Nothing other than Big Fatty's greeting was lovely.
Oh, well, Big Fatty's everything is lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.